This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Governor Snyder is pushing for a new $2 billion bridge from Detroit to Canada. In the fourth of our series, Bridging the Border, we find that the owners of the 83-year-old Ambassador Bridge are fighting to stop the new bridge. The latest move is to get a constitutional amendment calling for a vote of the people before building any new bridge across the border. That will give the company another avenue to delay or stop the new bridge from being built. The owners of the Ambassador Bridge Company, billionaire Matty Maroon and his family, have spent millions of dollars in TV ads and hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations to build opposition to the bridge. And it appears that's working. Some key members of the legislature blocked enabling legislation to go forward with the project. So Governor Snyder went around the legislature. He says he can do that because the state constitution allows Michigan to enter what's called an interlocal agreement with Canada. Surrounded by the Prime Minister of Canada, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, and other officials, the governor signed the agreement to go ahead with the new international trade crossing, saying it's needed for Michigan's economic future.
If you look at it, one out of seven Michiganders in West Michigan, one out of eight in southeastern Michigan are involved in trade with Canada. A huge percentage. And that's a percentage we can see grow to create more and better jobs, not just for us, but for our kids. Tremendously important.
In an online promotional video, the governor explained why he went ahead without the support of the Michigan legislature.
We have an opportunity to grow, and it takes several years to build this bridge. So let's get this investment put in place. It will employ a lot of great construction people in the meantime, and by the time it's done, we should have much more going in terms of exports and opportunities for Michiganders across our state. And again, remember, there's no obligation to taxpayers for this entire project.
At the same time, the Ambassador Bridge Company was working on its own end run. It circulated petitions to get a ballot measure to amend the state constitution. It reads, in part, "The people should decide whether state government may construct or finance new international bridges or tunnels for motor vehicles." Mickey Blashfield is a spokesman for the Ambassador Bridge Company. He held a news conference in Lansing to turn in more than 609,000 signatures calling for the measure to be on the ballot in November. That's nearly twice the number needed.
We're proud to submit signatures from each of Michigan's 83 counties. And that shows that citizens in every corner of our state are concerned about the process of a lone bureaucrat committing us all to a $2 billion boondoggle.
Blashfield says the ballot initiative is not about stopping this new bridge from being built, but to stop a rogue governor from committing the state to the project without the approval of the legislature or the voters.
It was not a yes or no on a bridge. It was not a referendum on a bridge. But the question was, who should decide? Should a single bureaucrat be able to go around the legislature and commit the state to what will be hundreds of millions of dollars of debt and hundreds of million dollars of taxpayer expense? Or should the people be able to have a choice of whether or not they believe the case has been made for the bridge?
A story produced by Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick quotes an email from a spokesman for the governor, and he calls this ballot initiative, quote, "another deceptive ploy designed to put the Ambassador Bridge Company's interests ahead of the state's best interests," end quote. He also called it all part of the multi-million dollar smear campaign against the new international trade crossing. What he means by smear is the $10 million in TV ads that have been sponsored by the Ambassador Bridge owners, which criticize the bridge deal.
But your signature can save us $100 million a year. It's a citizens' petition to stop them from building their bridge unless the people vote for it. Join the fight, sign the petition, circulate it, and let them know. No bridge without a vote of the people.
More ads like that are coming. According to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, deposits have been placed at TV stations around the state to run new ads, presumably until the election in November. Political observers say if this constitutional amendment passes, this gives the Ambassador Bridge Company another chance to run even more ads to persuade people to vote down a new bridge. It will mean a lot of money, even for a billionaire. John Bebo with the Michigan Truth Squad says, for the Maroons, it actually makes sense.
It's perfectly understandable why the Ambassador Bridge Company and the Maroon family are engaging in these tactics. It's completely reasonable to expect them to fight like heck, as long as they can, to protect that monopoly. None of this should be surprising.
Bebo says given the record of the ad campaign so far, he would expect a lot of language which confuses the issues. But Tea Party supporters say it makes sense to them, They say a bridge paid for by Canada will still cost Americans. They don't like the idea of using any taxpayer dollars for a bridge just because it will save time and money for businesses. Scott Hagerstrom is with the group Americans for Prosperity Michigan.
And I think the public is cynical of corporate welfare, which this is a project that would be benefit big corporations so that they can deliver a project, I don't know, it'd save 20 minutes off their time.
Hagerstrom says this issue has become confused by money and politics.
And no one knows who to believe.
So Hagerstrom says if voters, the people, can't figure out what politicians and big corporate interests are up to,
I think it's a logical next step just to say, you know, maybe the people should decide. Maybe they should have the final say on what happens.
This strategy by the Ambassador Bridge Company owners has already attracted more than 609,000 people to support the idea of a constitutional amendment requiring bridge and tunnels that are in any way supported by tax dollars be approved by the people. And the name of the organization created to push the ballot initiative, The People Should Decide, sounds so logical. It infers, of course the people should decide, because there are so many who are wary of what politicians, office holders, and bureaucrats are doing with taxpayers' money. If the proposed amendment is approved by Michigan voters in November, it's not clear how it might affect the interlocal agreement that's been signed by the governor. At the very least, it will likely lead to court challenges, which could delay or stop the new international trade crossing. And that will mean the Ambassador Bridge remains the only viable crossing at Detroit for commercial traffic. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.